Good afternoon. We continue to track a cold front through interior New York and New England with clouds and showers, perhaps a few heavier bursts of rain. Most of the area south of I-90 will just have a few scattered showers, while the best chance of a steadier or more persistent rain will be in northern New York and New England this afternoon and into the evening hours. Out ahead of the front, it's been relatively mild. Despite increasing clouds, temperatures should be in the middle and upper 40s for the remainder of the day, and some places may even touch the 50-degree mark, especially closer to the eastern seaboard. With the front making its way off the New England coast, skies will remain mostly cloudy tonight as some upper-level energy passes through, and a few rain or snow showers are possible across the higher terrain. Most everyone will drop back into the upper 20s and lower 30s tonight. Behind the front tomorrow, skies will be partly sunny. It'll be breezy and cooler. Still the risk of a few rain or snow showers with highs only around 40 degrees. We'll spend much of the upcoming week watching a few disturbances pass through from time to time. They'll be relatively weak and moisture-starved. With cooler air flowing in, temperatures will be in the lower 40s with a mix of sun and clouds on Monday. With the approach of the next disturbance on Tuesday, the wind will flip around to the south and become gusty, but push temperatures into the lower 50s with a mix of sun and clouds. Behind that front, on Wednesday, near 50, upper 40s on Thursday, both days with a mix of sun and clouds, and the next weak front will bring a chance of a few showers on Friday, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with highs in the mid-40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, widespread precipitation will spread across the Pacific Northwest, south into Northern California, and east into portions of the Northern Rockies as a low-pressure system approaches the West Coast today. Coastal areas will likely have periods of higher rainfall rates, which may result in locally heavy rain. This storm will also generate strong winds, particularly in the Sierra Nevada Mountains, Great Basin, and the Northern Rockies and High Plains. Meanwhile, snow is expected to mix in at the higher elevations with accumulations of 4 to 8 inches possible for portions of the Cascades and Sierras. And with a ridge of high pressure anchored over the west, much of the southwest and south central states will run warmer than seasonal averages for late November. Several locations today in the southwest will have highs running up of around 20 degrees warmer than average, which may tie or break daily records. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 95 degrees at San Pascal Valley, California, to a low of 10 at Flag Island, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds, mid-50s, Boston mostly sunny and breezy in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with a chance of showers with temperatures falling through the 40s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 44 degrees, the average low, 29. The record high, 64, set in 2004 and in 2001, and the record low, 2, in 1938. Sunrise this morning was at 6:59 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:25 p.m., 9 hours and 26 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers today and highs in the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy with a few rain and snow showers tonight, lows in the 20s to around 30. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds and mild today with highs in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy with a few rain showers tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, breezy, scattered showers today and highs in the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy with a few rain and snow showers tonight, lows around 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds and mild today with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy, a few rain showers tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing clouds with a few showers today and highs right around 50. mostly cloudy with a few rain showers tonight and lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, cooler, a rain or snow shower possible near 40. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 40s Monday. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and mild Tuesday, back to the lower 50s. Still a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday, near 50, upper 40s on Thursday, then mostly cloudy skies with a chance of showers Friday with highs back into the mid-40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.